Master Gardeners is an extension of the Extension Agent. And so I'm the Extension Agent, and Master Gardeners are volunteers that are trained to handle horticulture problems that I cannot handle. And for example, they'll visit 200 to 300 small groups and talk about gardening during the year. They'll answer questions for another 5,000 or 6,000 people each year. And so I train them, and they donate 40 hours of volunteer labor back for each hour in the class. In other words, we have 40 hours training, 40 hours donated labor back. And then we continue an ongoing training process so that I keep them as current as possible. And then we get involved in projects like this. We have about, 18 or 19 projects scattered throughout the valley within Salt Lake County. And then we'll have information booths at the county fair, the livestock, the state fair, the home and garden show, and all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so there.
And diagnostic clinics that we do on Mondays with you. And
so I'm responsible for them, and they have a master garden organization, complete with their bylaws and their officers and so on. We've got 261 right now
members
that are registered as members.
In Utah?
No, just in Salt Lake County.
Is this the international or just national? Or?
It is international. It started in Oregon because the county agent there was overwhelmed. And then it spread throughout the United States. So we have national events, and then we have international events as well.
Gosh,
for master gardeners. And so it's a great organization, because people that are associated with it all have the same affliction. They all like gardening.
So this is primarily a sculpture garden. Are you going to add a bunch of flowers?
Actually, we're focusing on opening up the sculptures so that the plants are not competing with the sculptures, mm-hmm. but accenting it. And because of the overgrowth through the years, the plant material is competing. So our first job is to really cut everything way, way back and way, way down. And then we will do some selective planting based on some photographs of how it was originally done. We'll look for some good plants, materials that are probably a little more hardy, require a little less care, but have the same form, texture, and general shape as the original plants did, but will take less maintenance, and we'll fully put them in. There was not a lot of color in this garden originally. There was not a lot of planting, actually, in Tom Child's original concept, because it's all about the stone, just a little accenting with the planting. We're cleaning it out. It's so overgrown. We're cleaning out. We have about 30 people that are signed up that work here. We work here on a weekly basis, and it'll take us all summer to get it down and under control. There's so much overgrowth and so much weed growth, and we have to be careful as we work not to damage any of the stone, and that's a real problem. Is so many of the roots are under the stones, and very, very challenging.
I hope
so. So we're being very careful, taking it one piece at a time. And